In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Francesco Forgione D'Annunzio, our saint, was born on May 25, 1887 in Pietralcina, and was baptized the next day in the Church of St. Anna by Father Nicolantino. They named him Francesco because of his mother's devotion to St. Francis of Assisi. Being a few months old, one night he made his father nervous, who was tired from the day's work and could not sleep because of the cries of the child. He took Francesco and threw him on the bed, saying, "I don't think a devil was born instead of a Christian." Mama Peppa reprimanded the father while she anxiously picked up the child, who had fallen from the bed onto the floor. But the child was good, there was no harm. Many years later, Papa Gracio assured that from that day on, he never bothered him during the night again. Father Clemente states that according to St. Padre Pio's mother, she told him, he always obeyed his parents. In the morning and in the afternoon, he was going to pay a visit to Jesus and the Virgin Mary in the church. His mother once said to him, "Francesco, why don't you go play with the other children?" But he did not want to, because they blasphemed, and he avoided the company of those who lied or had bad habits. Father Augustine in Lammas, his spiritual director, affirms in his diary, "The ecstasies and apparitions began when he was 5 years old, when he had the thought of consecrating himself forever to the Lord, and they were continuous. When asked why he had hidden them for so long, he replied that he believed they were normal things that happened to everyone. That is why one day he asked me, 'And don't you see the Virgin?' And when I said no, he added, 'He says it out of humility.'" His other director, Father Benito in Lammas, affirms, "At the age of 5, he felt the need to give himself totally to the Lord. The heart of Jesus appeared to him on the main altar, beckoned him over, and put his hand on his head to express his happiness for his consecration. And little Francesco felt the firm purpose to surrender to him and love him totally. The diabolical vexations also began at the age of 5 in obscene, human, and above all, bestial forms. Padre Pio used to say, "My mother would turn off the light at night, and many monsters would come by my side, and I would cry. She turned on the light, and I was silent because the monsters disappeared. She again turned it off, and again I cried for the monsters." Mr. Carusa adds, "More than once Francesco told me when he came to school, when he returned home, he found a man dressed in a cassock on the threshold who did not want to let him pass. Francesco stopped, a barefoot boy came, made the sign of the cross, and the one in the cassock disappeared. Then Francesco would enter the house." At the age of 6, his parents entrusted him with 2 sheep to graze. With them, he went every day to Piana Romana, where they owned a small piece of land. There he played with his friend Luigi, another little shepherd, or he dedicated himself to prayer. Father Tarsicio says that the father of St. Pio of Pietralcina took him when he was about 8 years old to the sanctuary of San Pellegrino in Altavilla Irpina. There he saw a mother who was praying for her deformed son, whom she carried in her arms, asking St. Pellegrino to heal him. Little Francesco Forgione was moved by the lady's faith and by her tears. He himself joined his mother in asking for his healing. His father wanted to get him out of the church, and he asked him to leave him for a moment. At a certain moment, the mother of the child said to St. Pellegrino, "If you don't listen to me, take him," and she left the child on the altar. As soon as the deformed child touched the altar, he was cured. The crowd got excited and almost crushed each other in the excitement of the miracle. Padre Pio said that his father worried that something would happen to him in the face of the crowd of people. His countrymen from Pietralcina, many years later, remembered this event, saying, "Couldn't this have been the first miracle performed by Padre Pio?" He loved solitude, and between the ages of 9 and 11, he had himself locked in the church by the sacristan, setting with him the time when he should go to open it, but without saying anything to anyone. Father Marcellino declared, "When he was about 10 years old, the child Francesco was sent to Piana Romana. Uncle Pellegrino gave him money to buy him a cigarette and a box of matches. Returning from the store, Francesco wanted to know what the cigarette tasted like. He lit the cigarette and took a deep breath. Suddenly, he found his stomach churning and dizzy. When he reached his uncle, he told him honestly what had happened to him, and since then, he put a barrier between himself and the smoke." At that same age, he fell seriously ill, having to stay in bed for more than a month. His mother, worried, prayed to the patron saint of Pietrelcina. As it was at harvest time, his mother prepared a plate of peppers for the workers. Padre Pio recalled, "I smelled the peppers and my appetite was whetting. My mother left with half the peppers and left the other half at home. I got up and ate all the peppers that my mother had left and fell fast asleep. When my mother returned, she found me still sleeping, my face red and drenched with sweat. The peppers had been used to put him to sleep and shortly after to purge him. The next day, he was restored and healthy." One day, his mother heard noises and saw that he was whipping himself with an iron chain. She asked him, "Why do you do it, my son? The chain is bad for you." And he replied, "I must beat myself like the Jews beat Jesus until blood comes out, but I don't want blood to come out." The poor mother suffered, and when she heard that her son was hitting himself, she would walk away from him with tears in her eyes. One day, Father Giuseppe had to reprimand him for disobeying his mother, who prepared his bed for him in the afternoons, and he preferred to sleep on the floor, having a stone for a pillow. When he was 10 years old, and after having studied something with Professor Cosimo and Saginario, his parents entrusted him to Mr. Tizzani, who had been a priest. He was married, had a daughter, and charged him 5 lire a month. As a priest, Padre Pio had the joy of reconciling his teacher Tizzani with the church and confessing him before he died. Every time he remembered this event, he raised his eyes to heaven and was moved until he could hardly speak while he implored divine mercy. At school, everyone recognized St. Pio of Pietrelcina as a serious and pious student. One day, his classmates wanted to create a problem for him. They asked a female student to write him a love letter. His classmates put it in his pocket and told the teacher that he was making his classmate fall in love with him and that he had a love letter in his pocket. The teacher searched it and found the love letter. The next day, the same female student, repentant, clarified things. Another student, envious of the fact that Francesco, as an acolyte, was well regarded by the parish priests and the other priests, wrote an anonymous letter in which he said that he was courting the daughter of the town station master, a girl who rarely went to church and that Francesco hardly knew. The priest rebuked Padre Pio and forbade him to help at Mass. After the corresponding investigations, the accuser had to admit that he had written the letter out of envy. Padre Pio would have liked to make his first communion before he was 11 years old, which was the established age. His grandfather interceded with the priest, but was unsuccessful. He had to wait, like everyone, until he was 11 years old. He made it in 1899. On September 27, 1899, he also received confirmation from the Archbishop of Benevento. 15 years later, when Padre Pio was a young priest, he prepared 450 children of Pietrelcina for confirmation. He remembered the day of their confirmation, saying, "I cried for consolation in my heart with this sacred ceremony, because I remembered what the Paraclete, or Holy Spirit, had made me feel the day I received the sacrament of confirmation, a unique and unforgettable day of my whole life. What gentle emotions that comforting spirit made me feel that day. With the memory of that day, I feel entirely devoured by a very alive flame that burns, consumes, and does not cause pain. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen."